All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Mountain State Survival covers your bases for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Wrecker5, mountain-state-survival.com. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the American Vindicta Show. Today we're going to do a little bit of a news report for you, give you an update on some of the news that's going on out there. I want to go ahead and start off with some articles from the Epoch Times. If you're not a follower of the Epoch Times, I highly suggest it. Listen to this. Houston schools have closed Monday as the city continues a boil water notice. Houston residents remained under a boil water notice on Monday, forcing the state's largest public school system to close for days now. Due to the boil water notice issued by the city of Houston late this evening, all Houston ISD schools, offices, and facilities will be closed Monday, November 28th. And facilities will be monitored as the situation is continuing to progress, and they will provide additional updates regarding operations tomorrow, the 29th. The city of Houston issued the boil water notice after a reported power outage at the East Water Purification Plant at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. The outage caused the city's water pressure to fall below 20 pounds per square inch, PSI, a minimum required by the state. Houston ISD serves more than 194,000 students. Governor Greg Abbott directed the Texas Division of Emergency Management and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality to provide resources to support the city of Houston. The state of Texas is immediately responding and deploying support to Houston as they work to get a safe supply of water back online, says Abbott on Sunday. We have been in contact with Mayor Sylvester Turner to offer the full support of the state, and we're currently working to fulfill the city's request for help with rapid turnaround of water sample results. Officials believe the water is safe. On Sunday evening, Turner said his office believes that the water is safe, but that the city is required to wait 24 hours after water samples are cleared to lift the boil water notice. Many times on this channel, I talk about prepping, the need for prepping, for not just the prophecy hitting the fan scenario, but for the everyday need to be prepared. You never know when your lights are going to go out. You never know when you're going to run out of propane or natural gas. You never know when you know the stores may run out of food because we have a looming railroad strike. If the railroads don't move, then potable water also doesn't move, because that's where 90% of your potable water comes from, along with food, medication, parts to fix vehicles and homes. Everything revolves around the rail, and it revolves around combustion engines, diesel and gas, to move it back and forth. If everything continues to spike, our precious truck drivers will not be able to move what we need to keep America sustained, and they will all be screwed. So one of the things that I preach quite a bit is to be prepared to be self-reliant. You need to learn to self-rescue. If it ever comes to a chance, like currently what's happening in Houston, take this as a great training example. Learning how to boil your water properly. Learning how to sustain your water for long periods of time. You know, I don't need to tell you how to do this. There's books out there. There's freaking YouTube out there that can show you how to do this in 3 to 5 minutes flat. Find those resources. All right. Go to them. I would tell you to have some sort of a water purification system on hand. I personally use the Queen model from Big Berkey. They don't pay me to say that. I'm not sponsored by them. I picked that a couple years ago because I know that something that is actually military grade is worth investing in. It was $1,000. I believe I can process 30 gallons of water a day with it. Now, you got to understand, with water purification, let's take it, you know, back to the hypothetical extreme, prophecy hits the fan scenario. You get your, you know, your 5 gallon bucket, you go down to the creek, to the pond, to the lake. You gather your water. Don't just pour it straight in to your water purification system. Filter it a couple times. You don't want any floating debris because then that's going to clog up your filters. And then when your filters get clogged up, well, the life cycle of all that is going to be dramatically shortened. So make sure there's no standing debris in the water. Also, look for where you're getting the water. If you see a waller where a pig or a sounder of pigs, a sounder is a group of hogs for all you non-rednecks out there. If you see a sounder of pigs out near a water source, do not collect water from there. I don't care how good it is. Don't collect water from there. Go upstream of them. If you see dead animals, if you see dead fish floating around, if you see a carcass in the water, go upstream. Do not gather water where that's happening at. Not saying it's not going to happen further up, but you know, don't, it's just a rule of thumb. If there's dead things around, don't eat or drink from that, right? And then collect your water. I would have a 2 to 3 tier station. It's not hard. All you really got to do, I mean, cheesecloth is stupid cheap. That would probably be one of the first and second layers that I would have. But I would just have a gravity filter. You can make this out of 5 gallon buckets and other things. But, you know, and once again, there's a ton of different resources out there on how to do this. A little shout out to Dave Canterbury. That's one of my heroes. If I could ever get Dave Canterbury on the show, I'd be over the moon. But he has an entire book, an entire series of books, and I own every one of them, and I read them. I read them every couple months because you can never not know this stuff. It's good to just, you know, try to do your best to memorize it and then practice it. Practice it until you fail, and then you'll know what you did wrong and go back and try it again. But I like to use his resources. I find that his books are extremely easy to read, extremely easy to follow. Doesn't make you feel stupid as you're reading it. And I've actually taken his book and actually gone out into the wild and did exactly as he said, to the extent that I could, with the tools and materials I had, with cordage, cutting implements, harvesting things, water source, creating a shelter, creating a fire, and I'll be damned if it didn't all work just fine. So you can learn this stuff from a book. But, you know, I would, going back to the water filtration, have multiple different water filters if possible. The Big Berkey, that is what I'm drinking out of, okay? So I want a multiple water purification system. I want to be able to have a grate, something that's just as simple as could be. You know, the anything that has the expanded metal or the welded wire so that you're getting the little grid squares. Cheesecloth is another good one to get out the smaller particulates. After you've started a fire, you can collect all that charcoal afterwards, crush it all up, and make it into another system, and then let the water drain through that as well, right? You know, you can put sand in there, and this multiple-layer system, I'm just trying to make this Barney style for you. You take that water and then run that through your Big Berkey, all right? And like I said, you want to make sure that you're putting the cleanest water through your water purification system, your primary water purification system. Let your secondary and tertiary water purification systems take the nasty stuff and break it down just like a water purification plant does. Because in a sense, you're going to have to now create your own sustainable system, and you need that to last for as long as possible. Like my Big Berkey here, let me get online right now. I'll go straight to it. Let's look and see what it's costing right now. Okay, BigBerkeyWaterFilter.com. Big Berkey, if you're listening, you want to sponsor me, send me an email. I'd love to sell your stuff. This is stuff I actually use, guys. I don't talk about crap that I don't use. There's a lot of people out there who love to make money. If I made money out of doing what I was doing, I would probably be selling all different types of, you know, military grade tactical crap that, you know, no one in my industry ever bought. All right, so let's go through this real quick. And once again, you have the Alexa Pure, the water system. My co-host Dave Hodges sells that. That is probably just as good, if not the same product as Big Berkey. I just personally own a Big Berkey because it's been around for a long time. So that's what I say. All right. They have the Travel Berkey. That's one person. They have the Big Berkey. That's for 2 to 3 people. Royal Berkey can process water for 4 to 5 people. The Imperial for 6 to 7 people. And then I have the Crown. Excuse me. I have the Crown Berkey, which can process water for 8+ people. Let's see what their price is on that right now. $478. They have a little bit of a discount. It's originally $501. It'll filter 6 gallons of water at a time. Now, I will say this, and I've used this. God, I used it for 2 years straight till one of my children accidentally went to get water and pulled the dang thing down and broke all my filters. The filters are extremely sensitive to any type of physical action. So, you know, once you these filters, they screw in together. And I don't know, maybe the plastic's just cheap in my mind, but they snapped pretty easy. So, you know, make sure you're buying multiple of these. But here, let's go ahead and read this. The versatile Crown Berkey water filter is the ideal system for 8+ people. Comes with 2 black Berkey purification elements, but can be expanded to up to 8 elements. So that's what I used. I had 8 filters going in mine. Each durable black Berkey water filter will last up to 3,000 gallons. That's 6,000 gallons per set of 2. Berkey water filter systems are capable of purifying both treated water, municipal and city water, and untreated water from such sources as remote lakes, streams, stagnant ponds, and water supplies in foreign countries. All right, so with all the stuff that's happening in Houston, why are they telling people to boil water? The reason for that is that there are so much the nasty stuff that goes through water purification plants. The amount of alcohol, human waste, animal waste, you have, you know, industrial waste, then you'll have narcotics, alcohol that's poured into there. And, you know, it is a big soup of kill you juice if you don't purify it. So I would tell you, especially if you live in like a really shady area, I mean, you never know if you have lead pipes or not, but I would say, like, worst case scenario, filter your water after it comes out of the tap. Don't trust that water. And I have a well, and I don't trust that water, right? Here's something else. Bob Griswold talks about this all the time with water purification. If we ever got nuked, or if there's any type of nuclear event, whatever water you then take from the ground, from a water source, if it has had nuclear contaminants fall on it, and then you take that water and you process it through the Big Berkey, can it process that material? Yes. But then your Big Berkey or whatever it is that you're using will now have radioactive particulates on it. So, you know, that's not good. So it's always best, you know, I would say one is none, two is one, three is two. Have two or three of these things if possible, guys. Just reading a little bit further on. The Crown Berkey water filter removes viruses, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and extracts harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and thiohalomethanes. I'm not even going to pronounce that. It reduces rust, silt, sediment, foul taste, and odors, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. This system is so powerful, it can remove red food coloring from water without removing the beneficial minerals your body needs. Virtually no other system can duplicate this performance. It's constructed of a highly polished 304 stainless steel. The system comes complete with two purification elements, utilizes the latest technological advances. All right. Configured with two Berkey purification elements, the water filter will purify up to 6.5 gallons per hour. This water filter can be expanded to use 8 purification elements and is capable to purify up to 26 gallons of water per hour. Now, maybe I did something wrong, but you are not going to get 26 gallons of water an hour out of this unit. I had everything that you could buy to go into this. Water tastes great. I'm not going to deny that, but it's slow to fill up. All right. It's a gravity filtration. It's slow to fill up. But the thing about this that's so trustworthy is that it takes all of the guessing out of it. So literally just take your water, pour it into this. And well, once again, I would say, send it through a secondary and tertiary water purification system before you put it into this, so that way you get the cleanest water possible, which then would filter the water faster, if you follow me. And, you know, I mean, just set it and forget it, right? That's where you would need your water containers. There are plenty of water container systems out there. I'm not selling anything here. I'm just telling you, you know, whatever it is that you can find for water catchment, you know, then harness your water, right? Don't put it in a place where you're going to get direct sunlight and it's going to start growing mold and algae and eyes and fingers and all of those stuff in it. All right, so let's read a little bit more of the news for the day. Has anyone seen what is going on in China? I am appalled, for one thing, by the Chinese government. But I am so enlightened now in my spirit by watching the Chinese people that are finally starting to rebel against a tyrannical, draconian government. Good on you. Keep doing it. Now, the only problem with this government, and I have, guys, I've been watching, and it's unsettling. I'm not going to lie to you. It's unsettling to see the way China treats its citizens. And you have to understand that China treats its citizens like garbage, like slaves half the time. And yet, this is what our government wants to be yoked up with. If anything, this is what Joe Biden is yoked up with. Joe Biden has yoked himself up, his family has yoked themselves up with a country that is pro-slavery, pro-torture, the extraction of organs from people while they're alive because they are a dissident to communism, which means if you don't believe in communism, you're a dissident, right? How in the hell could we ever be yoked up as a country with this country? And then, you know, and I said stuff about Trump saying this, you know, my friend Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping's not your friend. The Chinese government is not our friend. They want to destroy our country. They want to overthrow our country. And our politicians and big businesses have sold us out to China. And just look at what they do to their own people. How the hell do we support that? The U.S. Embassy, just coming from Fox News, in China has released a statement Monday morning calling on U.S. citizens in the country to keep a 14-day supply of medications, bottled water, and food for yourself and any members of your household. Quote, "The People's Republic of China authorities have expanded the COVID-19 prevention restrictions and control measures as outbreaks occur. These measures may include residential quarantines, mass testing, closures, transportation disruptions, lockdowns, and possible family separation." Ambassador Burns and other mission officials have regularly raised our concerns on many of these issues directly with senior PRC, that's the People's Republic of Communism / China, their officials, and will continue to do so. Once again, let's talk about prepping, guys. You know, our U.S. embassy is telling everybody out there in China, keep a 14-day supply of medications, bottled water, and food for yourself and any members of your household. All right, 14 days. I remember, oh man, let's go into the Wayback Machine. I remember when I was working for the Federal Bureau of Prisons at our penitentiary in Beaumont, Texas. Little bloody Beaumont. And we were having protests inside the prison. For one thing, that month, I think we had like at least 15 to 20 employees quit. The violence went through the roof. The last days that I was there before I left Department of Justice to go work for DHS, I got recruited by DHS. We had four of our correction officers put in an intensive care unit for being ambushed. And so we had locked down the prison. They had started fires and were flooding out the prison. Boy, is that fun. And the compound warden locked the entire penitentiary down. And we had those guys on lockdown for 14 days, eating nothing but two bag meals a day. And they only got, I think they were burning the toilet paper that they had. And, you know, they find all different types of ways to do stuff like that. And we were dealing with these people, these inmates. And it reminded me so much of being kept under lock and key. And we were the ones who provided them their food and their medications. Their water came from the fountain that's typically on top of their toilets. It's all like one contained system. And you know, they didn't have any showers for 14 days. It was just too violent. So we kept them locked up. So those guys stank. So let's take that into what's going on in China. For all you who are in a 14-day, detainment by the Chinese government, you need enough water to drink, to cook with, and to also bathe with. Now, you don't need a lot of water to bathe with. Honestly, if you really want to get down to the simples of this, all you need is a rag, soap, you know, a bottle of water. That's what we did in Iraq, and it works. You know, and then rinse yourself off with a bottle of water. But do you remember what happened? You know, back when the lockdowns originally happened, they were welding these people into their apartments and condos. It's happening again now. Do not ever put it past this government to not do that to you. Do not ever put it past this government. I don't want to say we would, but I don't know, man. I don't trust these people. Me personally, worked for them for 15 years. Half the time they couldn't get my paycheck on time. So, you know, I don't trust these people not to go straight draconian, but China has set a new limit. And because of that, China has set off these rare protests that happen. You hardly ever see protests in China. Because you talk about, you know, people in this country want to complain about police brutality. Holy crap. You have no idea. Those people in China will beat the hell out of you if you cause any type of problems over there. So, you know, when you have this message coming from the State Department saying, you know, due to anti-COVID measures and potential crackdowns on protesters by China, you know, you better be looking for travel bans and lockdowns and being at risk of arrest if you even leave your home. You know, I think this reckoning may happen again. We may see these same protests happen here in the United States. We may see these same type of lockdown procedures start over again in the United States. And every time we see this, I just keep saying the digital currency is going to come out one way or another. You know, you can't work because of whatever plague pandemic. So the government gives you a stipend a month from the treasury straight to your bank account. And that's what you're going to live off of. And then everything will be brought to you by the drones from Amazon or Walmart. Yeah, that is the near future that we are really, really sprinting to. We're not creeping to it. We're not walking to it or crawling to it. We're sprinting to this draconian-like future. All because of these, you know, pandemics, right? Pandemics aren't going to stop. They're going to continue. I want to move on to something real quick. I'm sure many of you are following what's happened with FTX, the cryptocurrency people. This guy who owned the FTX thing, he's in the Bahamas. And now the Bahamas Attorney General is coming to back FTX and to help them out. Well, didn't you know it? Their Attorney General used to be employed by the bank of FTX. Insiders are always inside. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't trust the system anymore. I don't trust crypto. There's another cryptocurrency giant that has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is like the fifth company now. You know, I have good friends of mine who've made their money off of cryptos, off of the stock market, and good on you. But I think it's going to be an inevitable day when the governments of the world are going to say you're no longer going to be able to make yourself rich off of this little, you know, system of stocks, and they are going to lock it down. And I think that day is coming. I really do. I think that day is going to come. Elon Musk, the owner of Twitter now, has reportedly allowed Donald Trump and I think maybe even Alex Jones back on a Twitter. So hopefully that's true. Hopefully these guys come back and start preaching the truth and helping to red pill a few more people. All right, here we go. Coming to you from ZeroHedge.com. Very serious shortages of amoxicillin, Augmentin, Tamiflu, Albuterol, and Tylenol have erupted all over the United States. Hospitals are filling up all across America, and they are extremely alarming shortages of some of our most important medications. Health authorities are warning that RSV, the flu, and COVID are combining to create a triple-demic, and there are simply not enough medications to go around. Personally, I am most concerned about RSV. It is spreading like wildfire from coast to coast, and we are being told that very young children and elderly are particularly vulnerable. I wrote an entire article about RSV outbreak earlier this month, and since that time, things have gotten even worse. Our medical system is being absolutely flooded with sick kids, and this has caused very serious shortages of amoxicillin, Augmentin, Tamiflu, and albuterol. America is facing a shortage of four key medications used for common illness in children as virus season comes back in full force. Officials have declared a shortage of first-line antibiotics, amoxicillin and Augmentin, which are used to treat bacterial infections. Tamiflu, the most common flu medication in the United States, and albuterol, an inhaler for asthma and to open airways in the lungs, are also in short supply, according to the American Society of Health Systems Pharmacists. In fact, the beginning of winter is still about a month away, and we haven't even got to the heart of flu season yet. So what will these things look like by the time we get to mid-January? At this point, things are already so bad that we are also starting to see a very serious shortage of Tylenol. A children's Tylenol shortage currently affecting Canada has carried over into the United States. Pharmacists and multiple American cities have been warning about this. The drug's short supply, experts say, stems from a recent spike in pediatric sickness as seasonal bugs come back with a bang after being suppressed during COVID-related lockdowns. Now, I'm just reading verbatim from Zero Hedge, all right? So this is none of Doug's opinions, but I'm sure I'll get canceled for saying this. But let's hear what Tyler Durden from Zero Hedge has to say. He says, in all my years, I have never seen a shortage of Tylenol in the United States. To be honest with you, I haven't either. It's always been there. Unfortunately, we now have millions of people with compromised immune systems all over the country, and so RSV and the flu are hitting us extremely hard. One doctor told CNN that, I've never seen anything like this. That's a direct quote. Here, let's listen to the full quote. In my 25 years of being a pediatrician, I've never seen anything like this. Pediatric infectious disease specialist Dr. Stacey Morowski, however you pronounce this person's name, of Hennepin Healthcare in Minnesota, told CNN, I have seen families who just aren't getting a break. They have one viral illness after another, and now there's the secondary effect of ear infections and pneumonia that are prompting amoxicillin shortages. The reason for shortages is due to increased demand, especially with a surge in respiratory syncytial viruses, RSV, and flu cases. The combination of the RSV, flu, and COVID circulating has caused what they're declaring a triple-demic. It's going to be a long winter. This is going to be a very long winter. This same group of incompetent people in our government have said that, and this is across the states, right, to include the federal government, we may need to do rolling blackouts. We may need to conserve more energy. How is that going to help anybody this winter? Oh, by the way, now, since the truckers may not be able to move anything, what are we going to do about medication? Why doesn't anyone have an answer? Now, I've asked this stupid question. I understand it's a stupid question because I'm asking for results from Biden's government. But there's not like one intelligent guy with an answer. There's not one intelligent, you know, guy or gal who can say, well, you know, these are the problems and this is how we can fix it. Nobody can fix any of these problems right now. When your food and water don't run, you are not going to care what Donald Trump tweets. You're not going to care what Joe Biden has to say. You're probably not going to be watching how they're also coming after the guns right now because of all the shootings. Yet, we don't want to deal with the real problem, right, of sin. We don't want to deal with the real problem of mental illness. No, we'll come after the freaking guns. Let me try and find this for you. A buddy of mine sent me this the other day. All right. So, if trucks stopped running, and if you're a trucker, by all means, I talked to a few of you good old boys. And in fact, a good friend of mine, Todd, he was sending me some stuff earlier about how gas stations that he's pulling into now are not having diesel for their trucks. That's a bit upsetting. It can get real upsetting real fast whenever we're not sending any of that diesel to our gas stations and we're sending it all to freaking Ukraine. All right, so within 24 hours of the big rigs not moving, delivery of medical supplies to the affected areas will cease. That means stop. Hospitals will run out of basic supplies. Service stations will begin to run out of fuel. Manufacturers using just-in-time manufacturing will develop component shortages. U.S. mail and other package delivery will cease, which means stop. They won't be delivering. And within one day, food shortages will begin to develop. One day. Not 3 days. Not a week. Within one day. Food shortages. Automobile fuel availability and delivery will dwindle, leading to skyrocketing prices and long lines at gas pumps. That's the first day. 2 to 3 days of the trucks not moving. Let's hear how worse it gets. Food shortages will escalate, especially in the face of hoarding and consumer panic. Does anybody else remember the great toilet paper panic of 2019 and 2020? Supplies of essentials, such as bottled water, powdered milk, and canned meat at major retailers will disappear. ATMs will run out of cash, and banks will be unable to process transactions. Better have a bartering system. Service stations will completely run out of fuel. Garbage will start piling up in urban and suburban areas. Hey, by the way, if you don't know what to do with all that, I have a very, very good suggestion for all you suburbanites that are out there. You need to find you an area to make a trash dump. If no one's coming to pick up your garbage, don't keep it in front of your house. You're going to attract all the animals that love to get into it, and then you're going to spread that crap everywhere. And if you got kids, literally crap. You're going to have diapers everywhere. They're going to go through all your trash. Make a trash dump and make sure that your people know that's where it's at. Or if you're like me and you're in the country, dig a hole in the ground and burn your trash. I don't care if it pollutes the environment. Burn your trash. Container ships will sit idle in ports and rail transports will be disrupted. That's already happening. That's been happening since last year. Since last year, those container ships on the left coast sat out there for months, not delivering our goods. That's just within 2 to 3 days. The thing this isn't covering is that your city is then going to have to take fuel and reserve it for your first responders. They're going to have to reserve it for the necessities of transport. Think of how many people won't be able to go to work. How many jobs are going to close down within 2 to 3 days? All right. 1 week of the trucks not delivering goods. Automobile travel will cease due to the lack of fuel. I said, automobile travel will cease. That means stop. Due to the lack of fuel. That means no gas. No diesel. Hospitals will begin to exhaust oxygen supplies, the fresh air. Second week of trucks not running. Clean water supply will begin to run out. Most people, you may not understand this, but rely heavily upon bottled water in America. Fourth week of the trucks not running, that's 1 month, and the nation's clean water supply will be completely exhausted if the trucks stop running. And the trucks will stop running if the trains don't run. And that's what's happening right now. It's what's they've already said that they're not agreeing to anything. They're going to continue to strike. And now you have companies that are saying the federal government needs to step in and force them back to work. If you are a person who works for the railroad and you listening, email me, AmericanVindictusShow@gmail.com. Let's talk about it. I want to know what's going on and what the scuttlebutt is. I ain't going to give out anybody's personal information. I don't do crap like that. But I want to know what is being said. All right. Let's go a little bit further into this. All right. Here's another article from Zero Hedge. 20 NATO member states are saying that they are pretty tapped out after weapons transfers to Ukraine. 2/3 of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization members have depleted their stockpiles by sending weapons to Kiev, according to an alliance official. Even larger NATO states are struggling to meet the demands of Ukraine's war effort. Does anybody else not see that Putin is slowly drawing out everything that we're sending and exhausting everything? It's hurting all of us to support Ukraine. And Putin is just sending, like, you know, Cold War era weapons and reserve troops to an extent to draw out everything that we've been sending. I want to stress that weapons manufacturers right now are on a huge hiring fee. They're trying to hire as many people as possible to help reproduce the weapons and the armaments that we have sent to Ukraine. Now, the New York Times reported on Sunday that the North Atlantic Alliance is struggling to meet Kiev's battlefield needs. And according to one NATO official, 20 out of 30 members are, quote, pretty tapped out regarding their ability to supply Ukraine with additional weapons. While larger states like the United States, France, and Germany, and Italy have the ability to arm Ukraine, those governments have also resisted sending specific weapon systems requested by Ukraine. I wonder why that is. We're so willing to send all of our anti-tank stuff and I don't know. It's just, why are we doing this? Ukraine has sought long-range surface-to-surface missiles known as the ATACMS from from Washington. However, the White House has completely rebuffed the request out of concerns that the munitions could be used to hit Russian territory. Well, yeah. That's what they want to do. They want to pull... It's almost like Zelensky is being told by somebody, right, to have World War III be started in Ukraine. We'll fund it. We'll send you the ammunitions. Convince your people to fight it, right? Do something to draw the Russian bear out of the cave. Part of the cause of this dwindling arms supply is the massive demand for artillery. Currently, Ukrainian forces are firing thousands of rounds daily, but the United States can only produce 15,000 rounds per month. Camille Grand, who's a defense expert at the European Council on Foreign Relations, told the New York Times that in Ukraine, a day in Ukraine is a month or more in Afghanistan. The increased demand for weapons has been a significant boon for the Western arms industry. Taking into account that the realities of the ongoing war in Ukraine and the visible attitude of many of the countries aimed at increased spending in the field of defense budgets, there's a real chance to enter new markets and increase export revenues in the coming years. Yay, military-industrial complex. Right now, they're sending all of our weapons and all of our ammunition. They will send your sons and daughters next. When the people of Ukraine stop fighting, or they run out of people to fight, they will send your sons, your fathers, your brothers, your uncles, your granddads to fight. U.S. arms makers are also profiting off the war. Yeah, no joke. No joke. In May, during a visit to Lockheed Martin, President Joe Biden said Washington would increase the number of weapons the U.S. would produce. The president said that his plan to ramp up production would not come cheap. Why'd you pull out of Afghanistan and leave all of our armaments there? And leave it in the trustworthy hands of the Afghani people, the Taliban. And then you say, oh, no more war. Look at me. I stopped the war in Afghanistan. And then you fund the war in Ukraine. He said it's not going to come cheap. You're already breaking the country financially. And then you're going to break us militarily. You've broken our spirit. You and the people like you, then you're going to do everything you can to fund World War III, and you expect me to be happy with it. You want me to vote for you and vote for your stupid people that are going to vote to keep you in power. America, wake up. The American arms profiteering has upset some Europeans. According to Politico, one European official said that the fact is, if you look at it soberly, the country that is most profiting from this war is the United States because they are selling more gas at higher prices and because they are selling more weapons. You know there's other wars going on across the world right now. There's other conflicts going on across the world. Are we funding those to the tune that we're funding Ukraine? No. It's because there's something in Ukraine. It's not the people of Ukraine. I don't even think it's the resources of Ukraine. There's something there in Ukraine that they cannot get out of Ukraine. So they have to protect whatever it is. And it's in Kiev. It's in Kiev. I think Vladimir Putin knows that. That's the reason why he hasn't steamrolled Kiev yet. He could at any moment take that entire nation over in 96 hours. 96 hours, Ukraine would be controlled by the Russian Federation. But there's something in Kiev. There's something there. It's either the child porn, it's all the sex scandals, it's the bioweapons, whatever all the rumors are, and most of those rumors are true. There's something there that our government is willing to send to the tune of almost $1 trillion to Ukraine to defend. And when the Ukrainians say they won't defend it anymore and Zelensky can't convince them to do it, we'll be expecting the terrorism to start and then the freedom fighters to come out. Mujahideen will come out of the woodwork. And then American troops, Canadian troops, European troops will be brought in. And we are going to turn Ukraine into Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's going to be another 20-year war. If our guys want it to go that way. If you want to increase the production capability of 155-millimeter shells, it's going to probably be 4 to 5 years before you start seeing them come out on the other end. That is what a former White House weapons strategist and current senior advisor to the Center for Strategic and International Studies have said. His name is Mark F. Kansian. So if you want us to produce all of this artillery ammunition, it's going to be 4 to 5 years before we can replace all of this. 4 to 5 years. What happens if we get invaded? Do we really live in such a safe environment that we don't think that we could be invaded? Multiple U.S. and NATO officials have said that the alliance is committed to Kiev for the long term and that they are preparing to fight a multi-year proxy war against Moscow. Well, I'm not. I'm not prepared to do that. Are you? Are you prepared to continue to send your tax dollars over there? Or your blood? In October, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, the guy who's in charge of the Pentagon, in charge of the military, said that the United States and its allies would boost Ukraine's defense capabilities for pressing urgent needs and for the long term. But yet, at the same time in November, our military status was downgraded to weak, to a weakened status. This is truly dangerous. This is truly, truly dangerous for our country. We haven't even started the protests here. You know, we have a lot of bad things that are going to be coming to this country come 2023, heading up into the presidential elections. And mark my words, if we have a civil conflict in 2023, I told you so. If not, egg on my face, and I hope I'm wrong. But if we get into a civil conflict because of Antifa, who, by the way, is now making a resurgence in America. They're attacking anything that has to do with Tesla. What a bunch of idiots. I like Elon Musk to an extent. I actually like Teslas. They're cool cars. I don't own one because I ain't rich. I'd own a Cybertruck and a heartbeat. I don't care if it took the whole grid down. The Cybertruck's cool. 900 horsepower. I mean, that's awesome. But it's so funny to me that we're ready to go to World War III, with Russia. We're inching our way there, right? And then here we are in the United States. We're not ready for a civil conflict in our own country. We're not ready for another pandemic. You know, all this election scandal stuff has got people stirred up. You haven't even seen the real fallout from that yet. And everybody was upset over 2020. They're upset over 2022 elections. How are you going to feel in 2024 when it's stolen again? What are you going to do? You throw your hands up and say, those pesky Democrats, they stole it again. And that's how America dies, one funny meme at a time on Twitter. The motivations for violence are skyrocketing across the country. I'm going to tell you my own personal advice is to be able to self-rescue. Be able to take care of yourself and your loved ones. Don't rely upon this damn government. Don't rely upon other members of your family to come and save you. Your rich uncle, your wealthy aunt, your grandfather that owns the yacht out in Florida. Don't worry about those people. They're going to take care of themselves. You better take care of you. I think we are, personally, I think we're months away from another terrorist attack. I'm not going to say what. I'm not going to say who. I just feel that we are months away from a terrorist attack in this country. Left wing, right wing, jihadi, whatever, doesn't matter. False flag, real, I don't know that it matters anymore. Because it's going to happen, and this government is going to then raise the stakes, take advantage of the situation. They're going to continue to have a constant meltdown in this country and bring us closer to heathenism than we have ever been. You know, right now the United Nations wants to do a carbon tax. A carbon tax. If you breathe, you're going to get taxed. Washington Post told people to eat bugs so that they can, because we can no longer afford to eat traditional seasonal dinners. I don't know. I'm not eating bugs. You think the elite ate bugs? You think at the Thanksgiving dinner at the White House, they were serving crickets? I mean, it's every week. The movie series, book series, Hunger Games starts to just look more like it's a prophecy than anything else. And these are prophetic times that we live in. You were warned about these times. Read your Bible. You were warned about it. I can't wait to get into my Bible tonight. You know, I will say this. Train, prep, and pray. Flu season's coming. Keep your body in good shape. Having a good, strong body. Eating clean food. Drinking clean water. Stop drinking all the Cokes. Damn, like me, drinking all these stupid energy drinks. Detox your body. That's not a bad idea. It's horrible for me. Trying to not go just a few hours without caffeine. But detox your body. Have a restart. It's good for you. It's healthy. Get a good, strong body. That'll at least produce a good, strong immune system. Be strong mentally. Be strong physically. Stronger people, they're harder to kill. You know? Be reading your books. Learning your knowledge. My daddy used to tell me, son, did you learn anything today? when I was in high school, I used to always tell them, nah, I didn't learn anything. I didn't learn anything at school because I was a stupid, arrogant kid. Now I see the wisdom in that. Learn something new every day. I always tell people bushcraft. How simple. Go in your backyard. Learn how to make a fire with your hands. All right. Learn how to skin a squirrel. For all you hunters, it's deer season. Be on the lookout for that whole zombie disease thing. The wasting disease on these deer and on animals while you're out there. I would tell you that if you had the ability, this is the year you need to fill up your freezer. This is that year. Max out on your deer tags. Max out on your ducks. Max out on your turkeys. Max out on your fishing. Because it's about to be real expensive to buy meat. That's all I got for you right now. We'll have more tomorrow. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I implore you, I plead with you, give your life over to Jesus. If you got any questions on surviving, prepping, gear, gadgets, guns, tools, any stuff like that, what it is that I use, send me an email, I'll tell you. If you survive, then my job is working, right? I'm doing something right. It's my goal is, you know, every day to give you something that you can look back and say, you know, I restarted my mind. I did something that Doug said to do. You know, and hopefully that'll help benefit you. I know most of the time I'm just a bag full of hot air, and I just complain on this damn radio all the time. But I promise you, I want to leave you with something good that you can use. But anyways, that's all I got for you right now. God be with everybody out there. Make sure you say your prayers tonight. Pray with your kids. Read to them. You know, spend more time with your family than you do on your phone. Train, prep, and pray. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay frosty.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
You can find this show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store.
It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindictus show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube, won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindictus show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.